And Philip Semper PA, Dr. D. George and Curry, today's date is 01-06-2023. Dictation is for Sylvia Garcia. Garcia spells G-A-R-C-I-A. Sylvia spells S-I-L-V-I-A. Date of birth is 09-26-1965. This is a 58-year-old female here with throat pain. Correction, here with knee pain, period. Next paragraph, patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 year, or however, in the last 3 months that pain is getting worse. Said whenever it's cold, she will experience increased pain. Also, when she wakes up in the morning, she will experience increased stiffness and pain, but gets a little better as the day goes by, period. She did nice trauma, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, next line obesity, next line hypercholesterolemia. Next line, medication, past medication, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide. Next line, allergies, penicillin. Next line, family history, cancer and hypertension. Next line, surgical history, C-section, and surgery on her foot. Next line, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Also, patient reports throat pain. She says she has a 6/10 throat pain, which is worse whenever she swallows. She denies chills, denies myalgia, denies headache, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. Mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2, SAT is 98%. At room air, blood pressure 127/85, pulse 82, respiration 18. Temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, and edematous. Correction. Next paragraph. Left knee, no edema, no erythema. There is significant point tenderness on the medial and lateral surface of her joint lines. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative Matmori. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, mycosal papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left knee pain. Assessment number 2 is left knee DJD. Assessment number 3 is pharyngitis. Number 4, sore throat. The next paragraph, the trigger point injection procedure, semicolon. Next line, patient and I discuss the indications for procedure. We talk about complications and side effects for this procedure, which includes infection, poor response, reaction to medication. Next paragraph. Patient and I identify a site of maximal pain on the medial and lateral surfaces of her knee joint. These sites was marked with a skin marker. Next line. The sites were prepped first with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol. Next line, a injection of solumedrol, 80 milligrams, along with 3 to 5 cc's of lidocaine without epinephrine. Injected the sites of maximal pain. Approximately 2.5 milliliters injection to each site. Next line. Patient tolerate procedure well with no difficulties. Next line. The site was then massaged and her knee moved in range of motion. She reports improvement. with range of motion, and she reports also a significant decrease in her pain intensity period. Band-aids were placed over the sites of injection. Next line, there were no complications, namely bleeding. Next line, the patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. She was sent home with the following medications: Zithromax 250 milligrams 2 p.o. now and 1 p.o. daily until gone. Number 6, this is for pharyngitis. Next medication, Singulair 10 milligrams 1 p.o. daily for 30 days. Number 30, she also reported that she had some runny nose along with her throat pain period. She was given the opportunity once more for questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.